Becca, we are back for season two. I cannot believe that we have so many episodes. We're like, yeah, let's do a second season. So this is exciting.
This season, we are focused on the power of connection to nourish healthy regulation. Episode 28 considers the mindsets we, as educators, can establish to have the stamina to teach. This is Sticky Hope.
So you're starting back in a brand new position.
I am. I'm excited. I'm moving into the world of special education. And it will be my first year. I'm going to be an early childhood special education teacher with a focus on supporting behavior, which, you know, is going to be never a dull moment and always exciting. I can't wait. I'm in a new school and a new position, but it's with familiar people and in the same district. So I get to be in some familiar spots and lots of new learning. I'm taking classes and I get to go to school with my kids, as my kids at home would tell you. So they're excited to have me there. That will be interesting.
And just so people know, because we're getting lots of new followers, new listeners. Yeah. So when you say, like, your kids, what's your family?
We call ourselves the Berkus Circus because we are a foster family. And that gives everyone like a title to fall under. We're all part of the circus. We often look like a circus. Right now, we have 4 foster children living with us. And maybe during season 2, we'll officially be the adoption of
Yay,
the 4.
Yay, which is so exciting. They've been with you almost 1 year.
And we're the only foster home they've been in. So they've been in it. We've been in it with them from the start. And it has been a journey. So we're very
and the ages. Like, how old? Tell us, you know, how old are they?
They are currently, we're about to hit birthday season, but currently.
Well, what's the grade? You know, it's new school year. What grades
are they? So our youngest is going into pre-K for the first time. He is really excited. And then next we have a third grader. Gosh, I can't believe he's going into third grade. And we have a fifth grader. She's the new oldest in the school. And then we have a new middle schooler. She is not excited to be going to middle school.
I am excited because I love middle school. It's how I started my career. Seventh grade teacher, the middle of the middle. I think it's the sweet spot. And so I just can't wait for your journey and stories. Yeah. If people want to see, like, sometimes they're featured, right, on our Instagram.
Yeah, they are the kids that are featured on Instagram.
They always match. You dress alike.
No, they do not. We match when we're in big crowds. We put them in matchy clothes, but Ruth likes to think that we're always matching.
Well, we went to the zoo, which I would consider a big crowd, and they were not matching.
See?
So it was problematic. How do you spot them?
Yeah. We like big crowds, like, you know, Chicago or Niagara Falls. That's when I match them. The zoo.
Yeah.
Meh.
Yeah. And so before that, you were a kindergarten teacher for like 10 years.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I know. So this is a big deal. It's bittersweet to be stepping out of the classroom full time. I will miss a lot of aspects of having my own little world and community in the classroom, but I'm excited to step into this role where I'm going to be supporting students and teachers in welcoming kids and supporting kids in positioning them to learn in ways that maybe they haven't been before. And so I am going to have a huge learning curve, and I'm trying really hard to learn as much as I can now. But I also am just really excited to be stepping into an inclusive and trauma-informed setting that will really wrap around these kids and have a great year together.
And that's kind of what this episode is all about, right? It's like thinking about our year and how are we going to have just that emotional stamina to make it through? Because the truth is, like, if we look at the research about educators, there's people are leaving the profession. We're feeling stressed and anxious and lonely. And so I just want to take a minute to like recognize that no matter where our listeners are falling on that continuum of like school starting, yay, or school starting, ugh, wherever you are, we're in the right place. Because we're thinking through a little bit about our own wellness and what that's going to look like for the school year. I don't really have a traditional role in education anymore. So I run the Choice Literacy website and work with contributors from across the country. What I do is I lift up the voices of practicing educators, because we don't have the time to do that ourselves if we're carrying that full-time contract in a school. And then I also work with a group of instructional influencers here in Indiana. And what my role is really helping people develop skills and confidence for leading positive change, whatever that looks like in your school or in your classroom. I work with teacher leaders, instructional coaches, principals, that kind of group. So we're looking at, I'm oftentimes looking at things just from that leadership lens. And then Becca, you're bringing that classroom lens. And it's been a fun collaboration for us.
We have a lot of fun.
When we're thinking, right, about starting the new school year, there's so much to do. But if we're thinking really about like our wellness and how am I going to have a year where I'm healthy and I have the stamina and the emotional resilience to go through the year, what are some things that we're thinking about?
I think it's super important as we start to step into this new school year to think about what kinds of routines we're going to make for ourselves leading into our school days, and routines for how our days at school are going to end, so we're not carrying things all day and bringing them home. It's important to have a time and a space where you're not carrying your work and you're really choosing to step in and engage with the other parts of your world so that you can be refreshed and ready for the next day. So being intentional about the routines that you're making and the plans you put into place can really help with that.
So one thing, I think it'd be great just to give like some practical things. So like maybe a routine that you already have and then one that you're planning to have. So a routine that I have that I just think if the whole world would do this, like life would be happier. And I'm going to say it and you're like going to boo me. But it really has made a difference in my life. And that's the no snooze habit that I've developed. So I don't hit the snooze button. I decide the night before what time I get up. I actually get up at the same time every day and it's non-negotiable for me. So I really look at that as my wake up time is a promise that I'm making to myself, and I don't want to break that promise. It's like the first commitment of the day. It's the first promise of the day that I'm not going to break. So I'm going to do what I say I'm going to do. And for me, that starts with not hitting snooze. There's a whole lot of science, brain science behind why that's actually helpful to us, because spikes our adrenaline. And then when you hit it, you're like not really falling back asleep, but then that adrenaline goes up again. And it's just like, you're kind of already spastic when you wake up. And so I've just noticed a huge difference for myself in that. So that's an existing habit that I have. What's your existing habit, Becca?
When I leave work, it's usually about 4 o'clock and I drive a pretty long distance to get our youngest from his preschool. And by the time I get to him, I turn off work. And so I'm not looking at school emails and I'm not answering parent messages. Occasionally I'll check in like after bedtime just to make sure there's not an emergency or to write something down so that I don't forget. But it's really important for me to be done work around 4 or 4:30 most days to fully engage with my family and to be refreshed and ready for the next day. And I intend to keep that.
I love that. I think it's so important, like just to think about those transition periods. The new habit that I want, and I might have already said it because this is a new habit I've wanted for a while. And so maybe if I say it now with everybody listening, I will commit to it. You have permission to ask me if I'm doing this. Something I really want to do and develop is a routine of handwritten notes. And so I really imagine one day a week, I actually think it's going to be Tuesday mornings, that I'm carving some time to write a note, just really of gratitude, a note to somebody that I'm thinking of them, something I appreciate about them. So I think it's a gratitude practice. It's also just one about connection and welcoming, warmly welcoming relationships into my life. So I plan, I already have a system for it as just an actual active writing, but I print the sticky hope notes that we have. I cut them. I have some brown envelopes, like they're all there. And that's really what I want to use and what I intend to do as this new practice, just to help anchor me in gratitude, in relationships, in caring for other people.
I love that. I might need to take that on in some way. This is going to sound like maybe silly, but I need to make sure that I'm eating during the school day. I think it can be really easy as teachers, especially like when the school year starts, to be like, go, 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 going from the time you get to school to the time you get home. And if I don't stop and take even just 10 minutes to eat my lunch, or to even like plan and have a lunch, is a whole other conversation that I guess I will also need to do. I am a grumpy teacher by 3 o'clock because I have not done what my body needs me to do. And that's not fair to my students, but it's not fair to me either. So I need to do that this year, is be super intentional. And it needs to be like good food, not just whatever I find in the teacher's room or whatever.
I'm glad you said that, Becca, because I'm not surprised. When I came to visit you, I was like, well, what about lunch? And you're like, what do you mean lunch? I don't really eat. Well, I do. So maybe I get peanut butter and jelly. Do you want one? I have a superintendent friend. One thing that a new habit that she started at the end of the school year, so the last month or so of school, was to actually like eat her lunch at a table, preferably with other people. Because she was like eating in the car, eating in front of her laptop, eating while she was doing email on her phone. You know, I think we run into these habits because we're just trying to multitask. Yeah. We feel like there's so much to do. And what you're saying, like, hey, I'm going to take some time actually to sit and eat. Let your rest and digest system kick in a little bit. It'll be interesting when we check in later what kind of difference that makes on so many levels, physically, emotionally, all kinds of things. So our listeners, I hope that you're thinking about not just, yay, it's time to go back to school, or oh, I can't believe it's time to go back to school, but like, what's one habit, what's one routine that we can put into place that really allows us to be the kind of people that we want to be, that it lets us have energy or connection in a way that doesn't have to be complicated. And I think right now is the best time to think about it because we're not running through that grind quite yet, but we're going to be soon. So just what's one thing that we can do?
Yeah. And feel free to share it with us. Send them to us on Instagram. I monitor that pretty closely. Or you can send us an email on our website. There's a spot where you can connect with us. We would love to hear it. And maybe we'll get ideas from each other and be able to help each other be accountable to those too.
It'd be super fun. You can also, if you're on our email list and you're getting our sticky hope notes, then you can always hit reply to those. Yeah. We are super excited for the kickoff of season 2. So we have a theme.
Becca? Our theme is connection first, which might sound a little bit familiar to those of you who have been around us and listening to us on and off in the last year. Do you want to tell them why that's an important?
Well, it's the title of our book, and we actually just got the cover. So we have the cover to share. We should send that out to our email list. That'd be super fun. It was totally inspired by Sticky Hope, which was so sweet. Stenhouse and our editor, that team did a fabulous job. So the book is Connection First, and it should be out early next year. So we thought this would be a fun theme. You know, as we're heading in to the school year, is really thinking about connection first. And then what you can do, like each of our episodes, try to have, you're like, this is this invitation that is not, I don't know what the word is. I want to say that's not boring. Like, I've heard that, like, we don't want just this list of things to do, but really like this kind of joyful way that is oftentimes like even multimodal, kind of it can be tactile, it can be something we're listening to, something that we're doing, not just more stuff to do, but really like, how are we thinking through keeping ourselves healthy and regulated so that we can nourish a healthy regulation in kids and really position them to learn so that we can teach, right? Like, yeah. That's what we want to do. So you can download the Sticky Hope Notes, and you'll get like the postcards in there. And each episode, there's something connected to it. So we would love for you to do that. I think it's a great resource for everybody.
Takeaway number one, evaluate your routines. What's working and what's not. Takeaway number two, find ways to connect. You can follow us on Instagram or reply to emails if you're on the Sticky Hope Notes list. We'd love to hear a mindset that matters to you. Takeaway number three, this season we are intentionally offering invitations that will position us to be grounded and joyful while we nourish healthy regulation. Make sure to check your email for the Sticky Hope Notes for episodes 28 to 33. If you're not on our email list, sign up at www.stickyhope.com. If you love this podcast, please take a moment to follow us and leave a rating and a review. Tricky behaviors happen in all classrooms. We can navigate them with compassion.